Piazza Navona. Piazza Navona represents one of the most spectacular urban complexes of Baroque Rome, characterized by a unique and evocative atmosphere. The square is bordered by buildings standing on the remains of the ancient stadium of Domitian, the perimeter of which has been faithfully reproduced in the current shape of the square. The ancient stadium was built by Emperor Domitian in 86 AD to host athletic competitions and horse races, and the remains of its track can still be found 5 to 6 meters below street level. This impressive structure was the inspiration for the modern square, whose name derives from the Latin word agones, meaning games. Over the centuries, Piazza Navona has been the site of celebrations, races, and popular festivals. During the years from the 17th century until the mid-19th century, the square was partially flooded to offer refreshment to Roman citizens during the days of August. In the center of the square stands the Church of Sant'Agnes in Agone, one of the most magnificent pieces of Baroque architecture in Rome, built by Carlo and Girolamo Rainaldi and later modified by Borromini. Opposite is the Church of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, formerly known as San Giacomo degli Spagnoli, built for the Jubilee of 1450. Three splendid fountains adorn the square: the Fontana del Moro, with a statue of an Ethiopian wrestling with a dolphin, the Fontana de' Caldarari, also known as the Fontana del Nettuno, both works by Giacomo della Porta, and finally, the majestic Fontana dei Quattro Fiumi, created by the genius of John Lorenzo Bernini. This fountain is a large travertine cliff with a grotto supporting the granite obelisk recovered from the Circus of Maxentius on the Appian Way. On the corners of the cliff are four monumental marble statues representing the four rivers of the then-known continents: the Danube for Europe, the Ganges for Asia, the Nile for Africa, and the Rio de la Plata for America. At the top of the cliff, two large marble coats of arms of the Pope's family with a dove carrying an olive branch in its beak, and the same bronze dove on top of the obelisk complete this Baroque masterpiece. Support the Culture Project with a donation of 20 euro cents for listening to this audio. Go to the donate section of the website Achilles Showcase. Have a nice day.